Let me greet all of you affectionately for your third part of the Always in Vrindavan seminar.
I prvo bih želeo srdačno da vas pozdravim za treći deo našeg Vrindavan seminara.
In spiritual life there is an important technique which is explained in the Bhagavatam. That is that one should inquire both directly and indirectly about this absolute truth.
U duhovnom životu postoji jedan jako važna stvar, a to je da se osoba mora direktno i indirektno raspitivati o svom duhovnom putu.
To inquire directly about Krishna is very important. Where does he live? What are his activities? What is his qualities?
I kada se raspitujemo direktno o Krišni, onda je jako bitno da znamo kakav je on, gde on živi, koje su njegove osobine.
And similarly, it's important to inquire indirectly about him.
I na isti način je jako bitno da se indirektno raspitujemo o Krišni.
To inquire indirectly about Krishna means, according to Srila Prabhupada's purport, Prabhupada's explanation, to inquire what are the obstacles on my way to Krishna which I have to overcome.
A kada želimo da se raspitujemo indirektno o Krishni, onda se moramo raspitivati koje su to prepreke na mom putu.
I would like to spend the first 20 minutes of this seminar to inquire directly about Krishna. That is, how can I overcome obstacles on my path to Vrindavan?
I pre ovih 20 minuta ovog našeg seminara ja bih želeo da posvetim tom indirektnom raspitivanju o Krišni, odnosno kako možemo ukloniti naše prepreke na duhovnom putu.
We hear in the Brihad Bhagavatamrita a verse about the super natural spiritual quality of the Vrindavan on this earth.
Iz Brihad Bhagavatamrita mi možemo već čuti o toj izvan naravnoj moći Šri Vrindavana koji se nalazi ovde na ovoj planeti Zemlji.
The verse is, just as Krishna plays in this Braja Bhumi on earth, he also plays in Goloka Vrindavan. These two realms are only imagined to be different, one above the other, but they are the same.
I stih nam kaže da u oba ova područja, u Vrindavanu na ovoj planeti i gore u duhovnom svetu, da se Krišna igra na potpuno isti način. I ako zamišljamo da se ova dva područja razlikuju jednog drugog, to nije istina.
It says this Vrindavan here, which we can visit, is the same as the eternally perfect Vrindavan there.
I čujemo da ovaj Vrindavan ovde koji možemo posetiti da je potpuno identičan Vrindavanu gore u duhovnom svetu.
There is one difference.
Ali postoji jedna razlika.
In the Vrindavan there you can always have the darshan of Krishna, and in this Vrindavan you can only sometimes have the darshan of Krishna when your senses are purified.
U Vrindavanu, u duhovnom svetu, osoba može uvek imati Krišni daršan. A u ovom našem Vrindavanu, osoba može dobiti daršan samo ponekad kada su njena čula pročišćena.
Prabhupada was once asked, how can we understand that Vrindavan here is Krishna's abode? There seems to be so much contamination in this Vrindavan.
Jednom su bhakti pitali Šila Prabhupada, kako to možemo shvatiti da se ovaj Vrindavan nalazi u duhovnom svetu, ovde ima toliko puno kontaminacije?
Šila Prabhupada answered, you only see the contamination because your senses are impure.
I Šila Prabhupada je odgovorio, ti vidiš tu kontaminaciju samo zbog toga što su tvoja čula nepročišćena.
When your eyes are smeared with the salve of love, then you can see the real Vrindavan.
I kada su tvoje oči premazane pomošću ljubavi, onda možeš videti pravi Vrindavan.
Don't judge Vrindavan by the external manifestation.
Nemoj suditi o Vrindavanu na osnovu spoljašnjih manifestacija.
I think yesterday we talked extensively about this, but I wanted to repeat the point so that it is clear.
I juče, ako se sećate, govorili smo već o ovoj poenti, ali ja želim da je opet ponovim kako bi smo bili potpuno jasni.
Now, the question which appears and which we have only partially dealt with yesterday is how can you remove the covering to the Holy Dham?
I ono pitanje koje smo juče samo delimično razmotrili jeste kako možemo da uklonimo taj prekrivač duhovnog dame.
How can you remove the impurities so that you can actually have the darshan of Krishna in Vrindavan Dham?
I kako možemo da uklonimo nečistoće tako da zaista možemo dobiti Krishna darshan u Vrindavan Dhamu?
Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur gives us a wonderful remedy. He says we must chant the holy names.
I Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur nam preporučuje predivan lek. On kaže moramo mantrati Hare Krishna.
He says the transcendental sound will be the agency.
I on kaže da će taj transcendentalni zvuk biti sredstvo.
He said Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has told us to place our reliance solely on the name of Hari.
I on kaže da nam je Chaitanya Mahaprabhu ostavio tu zavet da mi moramo naći svoje jedino utočište u svetom imenu.
It is this absolute sound which will carry us to the region of the absolute.
I to je taj apsolutni zvuk koji će nas dovesti do apsolutnog područja.
Now I know we all know this, so I want to explain it a little deeper.
I ja znam da nam je ovo svima poznato, zato želim to objasniti na malo dublji način.
Prabhupada made it very clear. He says when there is chanting, there all of a sudden there are two forces. The spiritual and the material force of the mind.
Prabhupada to opisuje tako da kada mantramo uvek postoje dve moći. To je duhovna moć svetog imena i materijalna moć.
And they cannot stay parallel to each other.
I one ne mogu ostati paralelne jedna drugoj.
Just like darkness and light cannot stay parallel to each other. One has to go. Either the darkness is dispelled by the light and removed, or the candle or whatever light you brought is extinguished.
Upravo kao i tama i svetlost ne mogu postojati paralelno, već ili će tama nestati kada donesemo svetlost, ili će sveća ili lampa će se ugasiti i onda će sve prekriti tama.
So when you start chanting, a struggle starts.
Tako da kada započnete da mantrate, onda započinje ta borba.
And either the mantra will be victorious,
i ili će mantra biti pobedonosna,
and you will be fully Krishna conscious,
i vi ćete biti potpuno svesni Krishna,
or the darkness will still keep you into its grip,
ili će vas tama i dalje držati u svom zatvoru.
And the way you can keep you can be victorious in transcendental sound vibration is by a simple method which we teach on our Japa retreat and which I want to teach you today.
I način na koji možete biti pobedonosni sa tom transcendentalnom zvučnom vibracijom jeste jednostavan metod koji ja podučavam na našim Japa retreatima i koji želim sa vama danas da podelim.
You have to somehow give attention to the holy name.
Vi morate na neki način dati pažnju duhovnom imenu, svetom imenu.
And stay with the mantra.
Morate ostati sa mantrom.
So that the mind becomes one with the mantra.
Tako da vaš um postane jedno sa mantrom.
When you have a strong affectionate thought, the mind is usually one with the thought.
I obično kada imate neku jaku misao, onda koja je emotivno napunjena, onda um ostaje uz tu misao.
When the child cries for the mother when it feels in danger, there is only mother in the consciousness of the child.
I kada dete plače za svojom majkom zato što postoji neka opasnost, onda u detetovom umu postoji samo majka.
The mind and the subject matter mother have become one at that time.
I u tom trenutku majka i taj objekat, majka i postali su jedno.
Nothing else than mother is in the mind.
I ne postoji ništa drugo osim majke u umu.
This is how we should chant when the chanting prevails.
I to je upravo način na koji bi trebalo da mantramo onda kada nadvladava.
Now this is not so
mantra
easy.
Nadvladava.
This is not so easy.
I to nije tako lako.
And I suggest that when you chant, you bring, whenever you chant, your attention, full attention to the first hari of the mantra.
I ja predlažem da kada mantrate, da onda donesete, ukažete svoju pažnju na prvo hare u mantri.
You only bring the mantra to the first hari, nothing else.
I jednostavno dovedite svoj do tog prvog hare u mantri, ništa više osim toga.
Then you might find how the mantra and the mind again become two.
I onda možete videti kako mantra i ponovo postaju dva.
Then you bring it back again to the first hari.
I onda dovedete svoj opet do tog prvog hare.
After some time doing this, you will see that the mantra, that the mind is no longer separate from the mantra, but it will stay for the entire 32 syllables with the Hare Krishna mantra.
I onda nakon izvesnog vremena primetit ćete da se više ne razdvaja od mantre, već će ostati uz mantru u toku sva 32 sloga u mantri.
At that time you would not bring the mind back to the mantra because it has become one.
I tada ne morate da dovodite svoj opet nazad ka mantri, zato što on već postao jedno sa mantrom.
It is from this perspective of realization that Prabhupada said, when you chant with the question of the mind, there's only Hare Krishna. You chant and you hear.
I s te perspektive možemo shvatiti kad je Šila Prabhupada rekao, kakvo je uopšte pitanje uma, jednostavno mantraj i slušaj.
There is no point of mind control any longer.
I ne postoji više nikakvo pitanje kontrole uma.
Would you like to try this method?
Da li biste želeli da isprobate ovaj metod?
Damayati? Yeah? All right. So, sit down properly.
Sada sedite uspravno.
We will chant now. And we will chant now.
Mi ćemo sada mantrati.
I will one time chant alone.
Ja ću jedno mantrati sam.
And then when you hear your signal, it's time for you to start.
A onda kada budete čuli zvuk karatala, onda je to vreme za vas da se uključite, pridružite.
And many things might happen during this time.
I mnoge stvari se mogu odigrati tokom ovog vremena.
I will speak to you.
Ja ću vam govoriti.
But you should not stop chanting.
Ali vi ne treba da prestanete da mantrate.
I will give you some instructions.
Odnosno daću vam instrukcije.
Which will bring you, make the mantra and the mind one. Okay.
Koji će vam pomoći da vaš i mantra postanu jedno.
Always continue.
Znači samo nastavite da mantrate.
So I will chant one time alone.
Znači ja ću prvo jednom sam mantrati.
And then we chant together.
Zatim mantramo zajedno.
And your duty is what?
I šta je vaša dužnost?
Keep on chanting. Now that's only half of the duty.
Znači, nastavljate da mantrate, ali to je samo pola.
Drupadi, what is the other half of the task?
Šta je druga polovina zadatka?
Listen to the first hari. Only the first hari. Only, you should only be concerned about the first hari. Nothing else.
Znači, druga polovina zadatka je da budete skoncentrisani na samo ovo prvo hare. To je sve što treba da radite, ništa više.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Sada se skoncentrišite na prvo hare.
Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna,
Hare
Puno Konzentration Hare. Yes.
Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama.
Puno Konzentration Hare. First Hare.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
First Hare.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
First Hare. Continue, continue.
I sada ostanite uz mantru dok god je tog moguće.
Stay with the mantra.
Ostanite uz mantru.
First Hare. First Hare. And now stay with all the names of the mantra. Stay with the mantra now.
Ostanite uz mantru sada.
Krishna, Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Thank you, Hare Krishna. Thank you very much. It really works when you do this for a longer period of time.
I ovo zaista funkcioniše kada to radite neki duži vremenski period.
Here we could just give you an idea that you do this as a practice, that in the beginning you always bring your mind back to Hari. Not yet the complete mantra, because that's a little difficult.
I ovdje smo vam samo željeli dati ideju, predstavu kako to izgleda kada se skoncentrišete samo na prvo hare, a ne na celu mantru.
And then you will see magically how you will float in the mantra.
I onda ćete vidjeti kao poput magije kako uplovljavate, kako plovite uz mantru.
It will be that you enter with your mind the mantra. This is how Dhyan Chandra says it works.
I onda ćete biti kao da vašim umom ulazite u mantru, i to je ono način na koji to Dhyan Chandra objašnjava.
I can only compare it with entering the river Ganga, oops, and then being carried by the refreshing waves of Mother Ganga.
Ja to mogu opisati samo na taj način da usporedim to kao da uranjate u talase majke Gange i onda plovite zajedno s njom.
You know who is the first Hari?
Da li znate ko je prvo Hare?
Radharani. You know everything. Yeah?
Znate sve?
Look at Radharani.
Pogledajte Radharani.
She has her right hand up in the mood of blessing.
I ona je podigla svoju desnu ruku u raspoloženju davanja blagoslova.
Radharani's blessings means that our heart is filled with bhakti.
I radaranjeni blagoslovi znače da je naše srce ispunjeno bhakti.
When we say Shrimati Bhakti Devi Ki Jai, what we say, we glorify an expansion of Radharani, something which is coming from her.
I kada kažemo Shrimati Bhakti Devi Ki Jai, onda mi u stvari slavimo ekspanziju Shrimati Radharani, nešto što potiče, izlazi iz nje.
So when you take shelter in the first hari,
tako da kada uzmete utočište u tom prvom hare,
after some time you have such a blessing on you that by the blessings of Radharani you are actually doing what is important in mantra dhyan, that is that the mind becomes one with the mantra.
Tako da kada uzmete njeno utočište, onda se dešava ono što će se desiti u ovoj meditaciji, odnosno da vaš um postane jedno s mantrom.
But if the mantra and the mind are two, like it happens sometimes when we struggle with our attention, then it's really difficult.
Ali ako se desi, kao što se obično dešava, da su mantra i um dve odvojene stvari, onda je zaista teško.
It is really teško.
Jako teško.
Yeah. But then try this with the first hari. It's authorized.
Ali molim vas, probajte ovo sa prvim hare, to je dato do autoriteta.
Dhyan Chandra says.
Dhyan Chandra je to rekao.
He is a disciple of Gopal Guru Goswami.
I on je bio učenik Gopal Guru Goswamija.
And he says, gives this definition of japa.
I on daje ovu definiciju japa.
Japa means that the mind enters the mantra.
Japa znači da um ulazi u mantru.
And the first hara is really the entrance gate.
I to prvo hara je u stvari ulazna kapija.
Shrimati Bhakti Devi Ki. Yes, by her blessing this can be attained.
Da, njenom milošću to može biti dostignuto.
My dear devotees, since I have read this, my japa has changed so much. I actually like to do japa nowadays.
I moj dragi bhakti, od kako sam ja ovo pročitao, moje mantranje se toliko promenilo da ja sada zaista volim da mantram.
Sometimes I don't want to go to bed. I like to chant so much in the night when no one can when all the services has been done.
I ja nekada noću ne mogu da stanem zato što želim samo da mantram onda noću kada su sve službe već obavljene.
So the real dham can be revealed by the nam.
Pravi dham može biti razotkriven uz nam.
Once Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Sarasvati Thakur was walking with some disciples in the morning by a path in Mayapur Dam, and there were many villagers who were squatting and producing the human pile.
I jednom je Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Sarasvati Thakur šetao sa svojim učenicima u Mayapur Damu i tu je bilo puno seljana pored puta koji su čučali i proizvodili gomilu otpada.
It smelled so much like red hot chili stool.
I to je mirisalo jako puno na izmet prepun crvenih čilija.
Have you ever smelled chili stool?
Da li ste ikada pomirisali izmet koji se osjeća na čili, to crveni?
It's overwhelmingly strong.
On je jako preplavljuće snažan.
So all the disciples went, oh sorry Guru Maharaj, we took the wrong path.
I onda su svi učenici rekli, izvini Guru Maharaj, mi smo krenuli pogrešnim putem.
I smelled so bad.
Oh, i smrdi tako strašno.
Bhaktisiddhanta Sarasvati Thakur's answer was, no, I'm smelling only fragrant jasmine flowers.
A Bhaktisiddhanta Sarasvati odgovorio, ne, ja mogu da mirišem samo prekrasne jasminove cvetove.
Vrindavan Dham is the Dham of Gauranga Mahaprabhu, who is has the color of a jasmine flower.
Vrindavan Dham je Mayapur Dham, je mesto Chaitanya Mahaprabhu koji miriše na predivne jasminove cvetove.
And he said, as long as your senses remain contaminated, your perception is contaminated.
I dok god su vaša čula kontaminirana i vaše opažanje je kontaminirano.
You are covered.
Jednostavno prekriveni ste.
And then he instructed his disciples to chant attentively.
I onda je dao uputstvo svojim učenicima da mantraju pažljivo.
My next point is to appreciate Vrindavan you have to somehow enter the mood of the residence of Vrindavan, that is you have to be there for service of Krishna. If you want to enjoy Vrindavan, it don't work, it doesn't work.
I moja poenta je, ako želite stvarno da dospete u Vrindavan, onda morate imati raspoloženje stanovnika Vrindavana. Ako samo želite da uživate, onda ćete biti razočarani.
Someone who stays in Vrindavan and who does not offer loving service to Radha Krishna will most probably only see the covering of Vrindavan.
Osoba koja je prebiva u Vrindavanu i koja ne služi s ljubavlju Radu i Krišnu, ona će najverovatnije vidjeti samo taj prikrivač Vrindavanu.
Prabhupada said it so nice. The mentality, he said, of Vrindavan is the perfect status of mind for the devotee.
Srila Prabhupada je rekao, sorry, Guru Maharaj.
The mentality of Vrindavan is the perfect status of mind for the devotee.
Mentalitet u Vrindavanu.
I will say it again because it's,
I don't understand the perfect
status of mind for the devotee, but it's a very difficult sentence. I will say it the third time because we also want to hear in English the third time. The mentality of Vrindavan is the perfect status of mind for the devotee.
Mentalitet Vrindavana jeste savršeno stanje uma za bhaktu.
That is devotional service. That's the mind of a devotee.
Predano služenje, to je um bhakte.
Many Westerners, especially those who go to Radhakund to experience the highest states, this is called religious polemics. Many Westerners, forget about any place, many Westerners I have seen want to enjoy Vrindavan. They see it's a little bit like a holiday, but this never works.
I mnoge osobe koje dolaze sa zapada žele da uživaju u Vrindavanu, ali to nikada ne funkcioniše.
Everyone in Vrindavan serves Krishna. If you want to be in the real Vrindavan, join the service.
I svi u Vrindavanu služe Krishna, tako da ako želite biti u pravom Vrindavanu, onda se pridružite onima koji služe.
Loving service.
To je služba s ljubavlju.
I want to tell you a story which Jayapataka Maharaj just told me. He laughed so hard when he told the story.
Ja želim da vam ispravim priču koju sam upravo čuo od Jayapataka Maharaja, koji se puno smejao kada je to govorio.
There was once a Western devotee in Vrindavan whose glasses were stolen.
I jednom je bio jedan bhakta u Vrindavanu sa zapada i njegove naočare su bile ukradene.
So Vrijbasi came and offered the monkey a banana and then the monkey returned the glasses in exchange for the banana.
I onda je tu došao jedan Vrijbasi i dao je majmunu bananu, a majmun je vratio naočari u razmenu za svoju bananu.
So the devotee knew what to do.
I onda je bhakta znao šta sada treba da radi.
The next day another monkey stole the glasses, or maybe it was the same monkey.
I sljedećeg dana neki drugi, a možda upravo isti ovaj majmun, je opet ukrao iste naočare.
Now you must know that those who are in Vrindavan, they feel that everything is arranged by Radha or by Krishna.
I sada morate znati to da svi oni koji žive u Vrindavanu, oni znaju da je sve aranžirano od strane Rade ili Krishna.
Also the monkeys.
Također i majmuni.
So our Western devotee was over intelligent.
Tako da taj naš zapadnjački bakt, on je bio malo preinteligentan.
He wanted to make a deal.
On je želio da napravi dogovor.
So he broke the banana in half and offered the monkey half a banana.
I onda je on polomio bananu na pola i ponudio je majmunu samo jednu polovinu banane.
At that time the monkey took the glasses, broke them and offered the devotee half of the glasses.
I onda je majmun, on je polomio naočare i dao bhakti polovinu naočare.
Don't make a deal with Krishna.
Nemojte da pravite takve aranžmane s Krishnom.
Otherwise he will send you a clever monkey.
Inače će vam poslati jednog pametnog majmuna.
Give fully to Krishna.
Dajte sve, potpunost, u potpunosti Krishna.
Not half.
Ne samo polovinu.
When you are in Vrindavan, you should surrender.
Kada se nalazite u Vrindavanu, onda se trebate predati.
For instance, you can go on parikrama.
Na primjer, možete ići u parikramu.
But to give, do it to give pleasure for Krishna. Sing the holy names while you do this.
Ali uradite to kako biste dali zadovoljstvo Krišni. Pevajte sve te imena dok ste u parikramu.
Prabhupada also said the two services which a devotee who is in Vrindavan should never neglect is hearing and chanting.
I Šila Prabhupada je također rekao da postoje dve službe koje bhakta nikada ne bi trebalo zapostavi dok se nalazi na svetom mestu, a to su slušanje i mantranje.
Take a good book with you and read that as glorifying Krishna.
I ponesite sa sobom dobru knjigu i onda je čitajte i neka to bude vaše slavljenje Krishna.
And chant extra rounds for glorifying Krishna.
I mantrite ekstra krugove kako biste slavili Krishna.
Sing in kirtan. Krishna likes if his devotees glorify him.
Pevajte u kirtanu jer Krishna voli kada ga njegove bhakti slave.
Especially when you sit in places like where Krishna performed his pastimes, there you should sing up for Krishna.
I specijalno ako se nalazite nam upravo na mjestu gdje je Krishna izvodio svoje zabave, onda trebate pevati za Krishnu.
Krishna is so pleased.
I onda je Krishna tako zadovoljan.
When you sit next to Jamuna and sing, do this kirtan service, Jamuna will give you spontaneous feelings of love for Krishna.
I kada sedite pored Jamune i kada pevate za Krishnu, onda će vam Jamuna dati to spontano osjećanje ljubavi prema Krishni.
When I was walking through Vrindavan with Gaurahari, we always took a portable harmonium with us, and while walking he played the harmonium and I sang with my pair of cartels for many hours.
I kada bih ja sa Gora Harijem bio u Vrindavanu, onda bi on uvijek sa sobom poneo onaj mali harmonijom koji se nosi i on bi ga svirao, a ja bih pevao i svirao par karatala.
By doing this service we found out that Krishna opened doors which for a normal pilgrimage remains closed. You never see these things, you never experience the things when you do seva.
I mi smo shvatili da time što smo radili ovu službu, da nam je Krishna otvorio vrata koji su inače zatvorena za običnog hodočasnika koji se ne uključuje u takvu službu.
The next point when you stay in Vrindavan is get rid of your demons.
I sljedeći poenta jeste kada se nalazite u Vrindavanu, oslobodite se svojih demona.
Now, what does this mean?
Sad, šta to u stvari znači?
Bhaktivinoda Thakur describes that there are obstacles in obtaining Braj Bhakti.
Bhaktivinoda Thakur objašnjava da postoje prepreke na putu da dostignemo Braj Bhakti.
For instance, the Agasura demon who represents sin.
Naprimjer, Agasura demon koji predstavlja greh.
The sinful mentality to give troubles to others.
On predstavlja te grešni mentalitet za davanja nedaća drugima.
When you are in Vrindavan, you should absolutely act for the welfare of even the monkeys and the cows and the people and the children and the ants, everything.
I kada se nalazite u Vrindavanu, trebate uvek delovati za dobrobit i majmuna, i krava, i ljudi, i dece, čak i mrava.
I have asked the bridge passies, what's about the mosquitoes, please?
I onda sam ja pitao bridge passies, šta je sa komarcima?
Because in the scriptures, I have argued, it is said, if those who attack you with a deadly weapon, you can use violence to defend yourself, and the mosquitoes have that. The deadly weapon, the malaria weapon.
I zato što je u svetim spisima napisano ako vas osoba napane smrtonosnim oružjem da mu onda možete uzvratiti, ali komarci oni imaju stvari, mogu nas ubosti i preneti na malariju.
I asked three bridge passies independently.
Ja sam pitao trojicu bridge passija koji se nisu poznavali.
They said, yes, the mosquitoes are a problem.
I oni su rekli da, komarci jesu problem.
In general, you should never trouble any living entity.
Generalno, nikada ne bi trebalo da zadeš nedaću bilo kom živom stvorenju.
But because the mosquitoes attack you, you can kill them, except for in the months of Kartik.
Ali ako te komarci napadaju, onda ih možeš ubiti izuzev u mesecu Kartiku.
In the month of Kartik, Radharani rules, who is the supreme merciful goddess of Vrindavan.
I u mesecu Kartiku, Šrimati Radharani, ona je ta koja vlada Vrindavanom i ona je milostivija od svih drugih.
So, what I have done is, in the month of Kartik, I only kill those mosquitoes who really are intending to kill me.
Tako da što sam ja uradio u mesecu Kartiku, ubio sam jedino one komarce koji su stvarno imali nameru da me ubiju.
But otherwise I try to avoid Agasura.
Ali inače ja sam stvarno se trudio da izbegnem tog Agasuru.
The demon who creates trouble for others. That we have very much in our heart, this demon.
Tog demona koji uvek ima nameru da zada nevolju drugima, zato što je taj demon jako snažan u nama.
There are many demons like this, and those of you who want to study this, there are books like Appreciating Vrindavan from Mahanidhi Maharaj, which name the different demons which live also within a corner of our heart and which need to be defeated if you want to enter Braj.
I oni od vas koji bi želeli da uđu u Vrindavan i koji žele da još dublje uđu u ovu temu, možete uzeti knjigu Appreciating Sri Vrindavan Dham od Mahanidhi Maharaja i tu je to podrobno objašnjeno.
I strongly recommend that you make yourself familiar with these inner demons.
I ja vam samo mogu jako preporučiti da se upoznate sa ovim unutrašnjim demonima.
You just pray to Krishna, please Krishna, give me the vision and the strength to, for instance, to avoid Agasura in my heart.
I jednostavno se onda možete moliti, Krishna, molim te, daj mi viziju i snagu da pobedim demona Agasuru.
This is also what you do during the summer camp.
I to je upravo ono što trebate raditi tokom letnjeg kampa.
Have you noticed how Agasura is also in your heart during the summer camp?
Da li ste isto primetili kako se Agasura nalazi u vašem srcu u toku ovog kampa?
That sinful desire to criticize others.
Ta grešna želja da kritikujete druge.
You could just say, no, I don't want this.
I možete jednostavno reći, ne, ja ne želim to.
Krishna, please help me to also appreciate that devotee who always sings out of tune.
I Krishna, molim te, pomozi mi da cenim ovog baktu iako on uvek peva neku off melodiju.
Or, you know, or whatever.
Ili bilo što slično tome.
I want in the remainder of my text, my seminar, now go directly into Krishna Katha. I will tell you about a very special friend of Lord Krishna.
I sada u ostatku našeg seminara ja bih želeo direktno da vam govorim o Krišni tim što će vam reći nešto o Krišninom specijalnom prijatelju.
This specijalno prijatelje performs a service which will make you smile.
I ovaj specijalni prijatelj vrši službu koja će vam doneti osmeh na lice.
We will just sing the Hare Krishna and in the meantime our something is done.
Mi ćemo samo pevati Hare Krishna za početak.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna Hare Hare, Hare Rama Hare Rama, Rama Rama Hare Hare, Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna, Everybody, please.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna. Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare.
Krishna Hare Hare
noticed how when Krishna played his flute, Yamuna Mai stopped her current and flowed upstream.
Gopije su primetile da kada Krishna svira svoju flautu, kako Yamuna stane i onda krene da teče uzvodno.
They had noticed that Yamuna carried on her waves lotus flowers and offered these to the lotus feet of Krishna.
I onda su onda primetile kako je Yamuna nosila na svojim talasima lotusove cvetove kako bi ih ponudila Krišni.
And after they had seen that, they noticed something special.
I nakon što su to videle, primetile su još nešto specijalno.
And they expressed it in these words.
I oni su to izrazile sljedećim rečima.
Svata pe braja pasun sahara magopai sancharayantam anuvenum udirayantam prema pravritta udita kusuma valibi sakyu vyadat Svavashupa Shambhuda Atapam. The gopis looked upwards and saw something totally unexpected.
Gopije su pogledale na gore i onda su vidjeli nešto sasvim neočekivano.
They saw how just from somewhere a cloud formed on the sky.
I oni su vidjeli kako se ni od koga nijedkuda formirao jedan oblak na nebu.
And it approached Krishna.
I onda je prišao Krishna.
But not just like that, it became so ecstatic that as it became closer to Krishna, it increased in volume out of ecstasy.
Ali nije prišao tek tako, već kako je prilazio Krišni, postoje tako ekstatičan da je krenuo da širi, da povećava svoj volumen od ekstaze.
And finally the cloud came to a stop just above Krishna.
I onda se taj oblak zaustavio upravo iznad Krišne.
At that time Krishna had rounded up the cows and they had assembled under a shade-giving tree because it was noontime. The sun was even hotter than in Fruška Goranga.
I onda je Krišna zaustavio svoje krave i sve ih je okupio ispod jednog velikog drveta koje je davalo senku zato što je upravo bilo podne i sunce je bilo mnogo toplije čak nego i ovde na Fruška Goranga.
Just malo teško. Yeah. So Krishna, he could have rested in the shade of the tree with Balaram.
Znači Krishna se mogao odmoriti tu u senci drveta sa Balaramom.
But he thought, let me play a little on my flute for the cows because they feel exhausted from the summer heat.
Ali onda je on pomislio, pa daj da malo zasviram na svojoj flauti za krave zato što su one tako umorne od ove vrućine.
So the cloud noticed that and saw, look at Krishna, he has so much the benefit of others in his mind.
I onda je oblak to primetio i zapazio kako Krishna uvek ima dobrobit drugih na svom umu.
Krishna and me are the same, we are friends.
I onda je pomislio, Krishna i ja, mi smo potpuno isti, mi smo prijatelji.
Krishna extinguishes the burning fires of misery.
I Krishna je taj koji će uništiti goruće nevolje, patnje.
And I shade people so that they can find relief from the summer heat. We are the same. We are in the same company, welfare company.
A ja sam taj koji ljudima daje senku kako im ne bi bilo previše teško kada je vruće, tako da se mi nalazimo u istoj firmi, u firmi koja želi dobrobit.
You must know that Krishna is not, when he's out in Vrindavan, he's not there under some shady place. He's always following the cows. He's herding them, taking care of them, even when the noon sun is hot.
I morate znati, kada se Krishna nalazi van sela Vrindavana, on nikada ne stane u senku drveta, već uvek sledi svoje krave, čak i kada je podnevno sunce na nebu.
So the cloud used its good intelligence and came to Krishna, his friend in welfare, and shaded him.
I onda je oblak upotrebio svoju inteligenciju i prišao je svom prijatelju koji čini dobrobit drugima i onda mu je dao senku.
And then the cloud noticed Krishna's flute play.
I onda je oblak primetio Krishnin zvuk flaute.
And he was so affected by the sweetness of the flute play that he started to rumble.
I onda je on bio tako dirnut tom Krišninom pesmom, te je onda također krenuo fino, tiho da grmi.
Sanatana Goswami describes his voice, the voice of the cloud was ecstatically choking in the throat.
I mi čujemo iz opisa da se u stvari glas samog oblaka, glas je počeo da mu nestaje od ekstaze.
But somehow or other, the cloud could somehow control himself so much so that the gentle thunder didn't disturb Krishna's flute play. It was in harmony. It was like Jai Gopal's Mridanga.
I onda, međutim, oblak je pokušao da se dovoljno kontroliše tako da je ta njegova grmljavina bila u potpunoj harmoniji, upravo kao Jai Gopalova Mridanga.
Then, in great ecstasy of love, the cloud shed tears of ecstasy which came as soft cooling raindrops on Krishna and his cows.
I onda je oblak bio toliko ekstazi te počeo da plače od ekstaze i onda su fine kapljice pale na Krishna i ohladile ga.
It shed tears of joy.
On je lio suze radosti.
Prabhupada describes that the cloud considers himself a friend of Krishna.
I Prabhupada nam objašnjava da oblak smatra sebe Krišninim prijateljem.
Because of two reasons.
Iz dva razloga.
One you know already.
Jedno ste već čuli.
The cloud feels both Krishna and myself relieve people's suffering from the heat.
Zato što oblak osjeća i Krišna i ja dajemo ljudima olakšanje od vrućine.
But then he thought with great pride, we have the same bodily color.
Ali onda je sa velikim ponosom pomislio, mi također imamo istu boju.
Can't you all see? Said the cloud, you know, I'm looking like Krishna.
I onda oblak je video, ja izgledam poput Krišna.
And they have very similar names also.
A oni također imaju jako slična imena.
The clouds are called Syamgana.
Oblake zovemo Syamgana.
And Krishna is called Ganashyam. You know everything.
A Krishna zovemo Ganashyam.
Once the cloud served his friend Krishna in a very esoteric way.
Jednom je oblak služio Krishnu na jedan veoma esoteričan način.
Nanda Maharaj had gone with little Krishna to some distant pasturing ground in Vrindavan to take care of the cows.
Nanda Maharaj je otišao sa malim Krishnom u jedan veoma udaljeni kraj Vrindavana kako bi napasao krave.
And he went to a forest called Bandiravan, which is dear to the yogis.
I on je otišao u šumu koja se zove Bandiravan i koja je jako draga jogijima.
My dear devotee, everyone who has darshan of Bandiravan is saved from the repeated circles of birth and death.
Moji dragi bhakte, svi koji posete Bandiravan i koji imaju drag, oni su oslobođeni ponovnog rađenja i smrti.
It is very interesting. Before Ganashyam is the village of the snake people.
I to je Vrindavan. Before Ganashyam,
before Bandiravan.
I to je jako zanimljivo. Pre šume Bandiravan nalazi se selo gde se nalaze ljudi koji žive sa zmijama.
When you come into this village, most people carry a boa constrictor around their head. The Brijbasis are sometimes unusual person.
I to je jako zanimljivo, kada uđete u ovo selo, većina seljana nosi bovu, ja mislim da se kaže na našem jeziku, ogromnu zmiju na ramenima i Brijbasi, oni su neobični ljudi.
Somehow in this village they have a contract with these snakes, so the snakes stay for one year in their house and after a year they go somewhere.
I na neki čudnovati način seljani imaju kao poput nekog dogovora sa zmijama koji ostanu toku jedne godine, žive sa njima u istoj kući i onda odu negde drugde.
Maybe one day I can show you Bandiravan and we can walk through this village of the snake people. It's very breathtaking.
I možda jednog dana možda će vas povesti u Bandiravan i možda možemo otići u ovo selo ljudi koji žive sa zmijama. To je zaprepašćujuće videti.
So in this mystical forest Krishna desired to engage in loving pastimes.
I u ovoj mističnoj šumi Krishna je poželao da ima svoje ljubavne zabave.
And although he was just a small boy, he ordered ominous dark clouds to appear in the sky.
Iako je bio samo mali dečak, on je zapovedio moćnim tamnim oblacima da se pojave na tom šumom.
These clouds began to let loose a rainstorm.
I ovi oblaci su započeli da ispuštaju veliku oluju,
which was so strong that the powerful trees of Bandiravan were pressed to the ground.
I ona je, ta oluja je bila toliko moćna da su se ogromno drveće koje se nalazilo u Bandiravanu je poleglo ka zemlji.
A darkness descended.
Tama se spustila.
And the cows began to anxiously cry.
I krave su započele da plaču u strahu.
Nanda took his little boy Krishna in the arms and began to pray to Narayan, save my boy and save my cows, please.
I onda Nanda Maharaj je uzeo Krišnu naručje i počeo da se moli na Rajanu, molim te, spasi moje krave i spasi mog dečaka.
He didn't know whom to take care of first. Krishna, baby Krishna, he was also crying, moo, moo. And the cows who were also crying, moo, moo.
I onda on nije znao o kome sad prvo da se pobrine, o malom Krišni koji je plakao ili o kravama koje isto plaču.
So he prayed to Lord Narayan.
I onda sam molio gospodina Narayanu.
At this moment an unearthly light filled the forest of Vrindavan and approached the place where Nanda stood.
I u tom trenutku jedno svetlo koje ne potiče sa ove zemlje se pojavilo u šumi i prišlo je Nanda Maharaj.
And a beautiful goddess appeared dressed in a blue sari with a golden effulgence.
I prelepa boginja se pojavila koja je bila obučena u plavi sari i imala je zlatnu put.
Do you know who this could be, Giridhari?
Da li možda znaš ko bi ovo mogao biti, Giridhari?
Giridhari says Radharani. You know everything. Yes, so Radha appeared. So Nanda Baba prayed to her, beautiful prayer.
I Radharani se pojavila i Nanda Baba je uputio molitvu Radharani.
Maybe he thought she was Lakshmi.
Možda je mislio da je to Lakshmi.
Oh goddess, you are the first beloved of Lord Hari.
O boginjo, ti si najvoljenija gospodina Harija.
This Hari has now appeared in my family to bless my family.
I ovaj Hari se sada pojavio u mojoj porodici kako bi je blagoslovio.
But there is a danger. Please protect me.
Ali sada je ovdje opasnost, molim te zaštiti me.
O Devi, please take your Lord from my arms now.
O Devi, molim te uzmi svog gospodina iz mojih ruku sada.
He is frightened.
On je uplašen.
Bring him to his mother in the village Vrindavan.
Odvedi ga njegovoj majci u selu Vrindavan.
In the meantime I will herd the cows and bring them back to Vrindavan.
A u međuvremenu ja ću se pobrinuti o kravama i dovesti ih nazad u Vrindavan.
So Radha said tatasta and took Krishna in her arms.
I onda je Radha rekla tatastu i uzela je Krishnu u svoje naručje.
Quickly she entered into another part of the forest where there was an atmosphere like spring.
I onda je brzo otišla u jedno drugo područje iste šume gdje atmosfera bila poput proljeća.
This part of the forest was decorated with fragrant garlands which hung everywhere.
I ovaj deo šume je bio ukrašen prelepim garlandima cvetnim koji su svuda visili unaokolo.
Immediately little Krishna took on the form of a Kaishori, that is a young boy.
I odjedan put taj mali Krišna, on je odjedan put porastao i uzeo porastao u dob Kajšora i postao veliki.
He was splendid as a dark cloud.
I on je bio sjajan poput tamnog oblaka.
He sported a peacock feather and looked more attractive than millions of god of love.
I on je imao paunovo pero na svojoj glavi i bio privlačniji od miliona bogova ljubavi.
I don't know if you have ever seen the god of love.
Ne znam da li ste ikada vidjeli boga ljubavi.
Most of the time he remains invisible.
I većinu vremena on je nevidljiv.
He is said Ananga, the one who has no bodily limbs.
I on se zove Ananga, odnosno onaj koji nema telesne udove.
So what we humans usually feel is only that he enters us because he needs a body.
I onda što ono što mi ljudska bića osjećamo jeste kako on uđe u nas zato što mu je potrebno telo.
And then we feel very exhilarated.
I onda se osjećamo jako uzbuđeni.
Today I visited the Exit Festival.
I danas ja sam bio na Exit Festivalu.
I mean, it has not yet started.
Mislim, nije još započeo.
The grounds, because we want to do Hare Krishna festivals.
Mi smo jednostavno otišli na prostor na kome se to odigrava zato što želimo tamo da održavamo Hare Krishna festival.
So I saw a young couple.
Ja sam vidio mladi par.
They had forgotten everything.
I oni su zaboravili sve.
Because Cupid had entered their bodies.
Zato što je Cupid ušao u njihovo telo.
And they could only see each other.
I oni su mogli videti jedino jedno drugo.
They were totally charmed.
I oni su bili potpuno opčarani.
Now it is described Krishna looks like millions of cupids at one place.
A sada zamislite, opisano je kako Krishna izgleda poput miliona kupira na jednom mjestu.
So when the divine couple Radha and Krishna looked at each other, Radha became so absolutely filled with transcendental ecstasy, you cannot describe it.
I onda kada su Radha i Krishna, kada su se pogledali, Radharani je postala potpuno preplavljena transcendentalnom ekstazom, vi to ne možete zamisliti.
The cloud who had made all this possible.
I oblak koji je sve ovo načinio mogućim
was in the sky and looking at this. Oh, now Krishna has met his beloved. I was used as a trick.
I onda on mislio, da, sada je Krishna susreo svoju voljenu i ja sam odradio svoje taj trik koji je bio neophodan.
And that crowd also cried in ecstasy.
I onda je taj oblak također plakao u ekstazi.
At that time, again, the sky became dark for a moment.
I u to vrijeme oblak je ponovo postao taman.
And as the residents of the Vrindavan forest looked up the animals, they saw a huge swan coming down. And on it, the four-faced creator of this universe, Lord Brahma.
I onda dok su stanovnici Vrindavana pogledali na gore, vidjeli su ogromnog lavuda koji je na svojim leđima nosio Brahmu sa četiri glave.
He said, my dear Radha, my dear Radha, my dear Krishna, please allow me to perform your marriage ceremony as your pujari.
I onda je on rekao, moja draga Radha, moj dragi Krishna, molim vas dopustite me da izvršim sa vama kao vaš puđari ceremoniju venčanja.
I want to protect the unpure intelligence of the people of this world.
Ja želim time da zaštitim nečistu inteligenciju ljudi ovog sveta.
Smilingly Krishna agreed.
I u smešak Krishna se saglasio.
A wedding pavilion appeared with nice flowers.
I onda se tu pojavio paviljon za venčanje sa predivnim cvećem.
A beautiful throne.
Predivni tron.
Kusha grass water pots.
Pojavili su se posude sa kuša travom.
And finally, as Brahma chanted the sacred mantras, Radha and Krishna were circumambulating the marriage yagya fire.
I onda dok je Brahma izvršavao tu ceremoniju, Radha i Krishna su kružili oko vatre.
Then they bowed down to each other.
Onda su oni odali poštovanje jedno drugom.
And Radha put her lotus hand on Krishna's chest.
I Radharani je stavila svoju lotusovu ruku na Krishnine grudi.
And Krishna put his hand on Radha's back.
I onda je Krishna stavio svoju ruku na Radharani na leđa.
They exchanged flower garlands.
Oni su razmenili cvetne garlande.
And Brahma said, I give you Radha as a representative of her father.
I onda je Brahma rekao, ja kao predstavnik Radharaninog oca, ja ti dajem Radharani.
At that time, a universal marriage ceremony started. The devatas danced and chanted, "Yoo-hoo, a transcendental marriage."
I onda u tom trenutku to ceremonija venčanja se proširila na čitav univerzum i polubogovi su plesali i pevali u ekstazi.
And then Radha and Krishna paid their obeisances to Brahma, put their heads on the lotus feet of Brahma. Thank you, Pujari. Eko lichno puja.
I onda su Radha i Krishna odali svoje poštovanje Brahmi, čas su stavili svoje glave na njegova stopala i zahvalili su mu se, rekli odlična puđa.
They wanted to be alone.
I onda su želili da ostanu
sami. And Brahma left with all the devatas.
I Brahma je napustio to mesto sa svim ostalim polubogovima.
And Radha and Krishna walked through the forest path to the Jamuna.
Radha i Krishna su šetali šumskim putem koji je išao pored Jamune.
Krishna jumped into the Jamuna like a playful young boy.
I Krišna skočio Jamunu poput mladog razigranog dečaka.
And when he came out, Radha didn't want to return, had stolen his flute and didn't want to return it.
A kada izašao napolje, Radharani je ukrala njegovu flautu i sada više nije želela da je vrati.
Like a playful young girl.
Poput mlade i razigrane devojke.
Not like a Vedic couple.
Oni nisu bili baš uzorni vedski par.
At that time Krishna somehow got his flute back and started to open the rasa dance by inviting all the gopis to sing and dance.
I onda je Krišna na neki način dobio svoju flautu nazad i onda je započeo veliki rasa ples pozivajući sve ostale gopije da plešu i pevaju.
Radha and Krishna's feet made tap tap on the ground.
I stopala Radharani i Krišna su činili zvuk tap tap na zemlji.
The anchor bells did jini jini, jini jini, jini jini, tap tap, jini jini, tap tap, jini jini.
I onda zvončići koji su oni imali na svojim člancima su činili taj zvuk čini 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 čini.
Krishna then started to decorate Radha with flowers.
I Krishna je započeo da ukrašava Radharani cvećem.
Beautiful jewels.
Predivnim draguljima.
And he drew pictures on her face from the minerals.
I onda je on crtao slike na njenom licu, mineralima.
And then Radha also desired to decorate Krishna.
Onda je Radharani također poželjela da ukrasi Krishnu.
And as she applied her, you know, the what is it called, the brush, something happened.
I dok je ona koristila svoju četkicu kako bi ga ukrasila, nešto se desilo.
Krishna became a little boy and started to cry, "Mother! Mother, mama."
Krishna je ponovo postao taj mali dečak i počeo da zove svoju majku.
Radha lamented.
I Radha je sada jadikovala.
Oh my only beloved.
O moj jedini voljeni.
Why do you show this illusion to me?
Zašto si mi pokazao ovu iluziju?
Why do you always joke so much?
Zašto se uvek tako šališ?
And she wept.
I onda je ona plakala.
At that time a voice from the sky spoke.
I u tom trenutku glas sa neba je progovorio.
O dearly beloved.
O dragi voljeni.
Do not lament.
Draga voljena, nemoj jadikovati.
For in time all your desires will be fulfilled.
Za jedno kratko vreme sve tvoje želje će biti ispunjene.
So Radha, and we also should understand the marriage ceremony was one of Krishna's playful inventions.
I Radharani je to razumela i mi bismo trebali razumeti da je čitava ta ceremonija venčanja bila još jedna od Krišninih igrarija.
Wonderful, mysterious Krishna.
Predivni, mistični Krishna.
Radha took the little baby.
Radharani je uzela malu bebu.
And walked to the village of Vrindavan.
I krenula ka selu Vrindavan.
All the time followed by the cloud.
Sve vreme praćena oblaci.
She thought, wow, I have a wonderful friend.
I onda je mislila, wow, imam predivnog prijatelja.
This is the relationship of Krishna to the clouds in Vrindavan.
I to je odnos koji Krishna ima sa oblacima u Vrindavanu.
Vrindavan is a place which is totally transcendental to matter, where even clouds have a consciousness.
I Vrindavan je mesto koje je potpuno transcendentalno, tako da čak i sami oblaci imaju svesnost.
One devotee once said, we Westerners are also like clouds when we visit Vrindavan.
I jedan bhakta sa zapada, on je rekao, mi zapadnjaci, mi smo također poput oblaka kada posjetimo Vrindavan.
Just like the clouds come from the ocean, we also come from a foreign place.
Upravo kao što oblaci dolaze od okeana, mi također dolazimo iz dalekih krajeva.
The self-realized clouds will never leave Vrindavan, however, but we make the mistake to run away from Vrindavan.
I oblaci koji su samospoznati, oni nikada neće napustiti Vrindavan, a mi ipak činimo tu grešku i napuštamo Vrindavan.
Therefore, in Vrindavan we can learn even from the clouds.
I zato u Vrindavanu možemo učiti čak i od oblaka.
We can learn to offer loving service.
Možemo učiti kako da služimo s ljubavlju.
We can learn to glorify Krishna.
Možemo učiti kako da slavimo Krishnu.
But only if we have a heart which is not made of stone.
Ali samo pod uslovom da imamo srce koje nije načinjeno od kamena.
If we have a heart made of stone like I have,
i ako imamo srce koje je načinjeno od kamena poput mene,
we must do something which Buridžan always recommends.
Moramo načiniti nešto što Buridžan Prabhu uvek kaže.
Buridžan Prabhu says, go to another stone, Giriraj.
I Buridžan Prabhu kaže, idi do drugog kamena, do Giriraj.
And when you stay next to Giriraj,
i onda kada si u blizini Giriraja,
that is the mountain devotee of Krishna,
koji je planina bhakta gospodina,
you pray to him,
onda se moli njemu,
because by his blessings even a stone hearted person can become a devotee.
Zato što uz njegove blagoslove čak i osoba koja ima srce poput kamena može postati bhakta.
Buridžan Prabhu always says like this.
Buridžan Prabhu uvek kaže tu stvar.
Good, so we, this ends today's katha.
I ovime ćemo završiti današnju Krishna katha.
If Krishna allows,
i ako nam Krishna to dozvoli,
and the clouds of bless us a little bit with coolness,
i ako nas oblaci blagoslove svojom hladnoćom,
we will continue later.
Nastavit ćemo kasnije.
Hare Krishna. Yes. I would like to now ask you if you have any questions, because we have 15 more minutes and I have up till now not taken questions from you. These questions could be either on Vrindavan, you know, how to approach Vrindavan, how to act in Vrindavan, or they could be on the subject matter of what you have heard in these leelas.
I sada bih želela da vas pitam da li možda imate neko pitanje, pošto do sada za to nismo imali vremena, tako da pitanje možete imati ili na temu Vrindavan ili možda u vezi sa nekom od ovih zabava koje smo čuli.
Hare Krishna. I would like to first thank you Maharaja for this very inspiring seminar. And my question is something regarding the first session, when you spoke about the earth and how Krishna actually never touches the earth anywhere else except in Vrindavan, and that only in Vrindavan Mother Bhumi carries the markings on from his lotus feet on her. So is there any reference, any lila in the Shastra where Mother Bhumi appreciates this occurrence, that Krishna actually gives her a special mercy, that he touches her in Vrindavan, and in which way she glorifies him? Znači moje pitanje je u vezi prvog dela seminara, gde je Maharaj rekao da Krishna nigde drugde ne dodiruje zemlju osim u Vrindavana. Pa moje pitanje je da li postoji neka zabava u šastra gde majka zemlja je zahvaljuje Krišni to i kako ona, u kom raspoloženju ona obožava Krišnu. Thank you.
Thank you. Two things come to mind. It is actually the gopis who glorify Mother Earth in the 21st chapter of the 10th canto for carrying Krishna's footprints.
I dve stvari su se odmah pojavile u mom umu. Radi se o tome da su gopije te koje slave majku zemlju u 21. Poglavlju 10. pevanja Bhagavatama.
They meditate about how Krishna enters the forest of Vrindavan and marks the ground with his footprints, and they also glorify Mother Earth later for actually carrying the footprints of Krishna.
I one stvari meditiraju na to kako Krishna ulazi u šumu Vrindavana i kako ostavlja svoje otiske na tlu i onda zatim slave majku zemlju.
But you wanted to know if Mother Earth herself glorifies Krishna.
Ali ti si želio znati da li i sama majka zemlja, da li ona slavi Krishna.
At this moment I only know of one occurrence.
I u ovom trenutku mogu se sjetiti samo jedne takve prilike.
It's described in a later chapter how the cows, millions of cows, walk over Mother Earth and with their sharp hooves they cut actually the surface of Mother Earth.
Opisano je kako milioni krava idu po tlu majke zemlje i u stvari svojim oštrim kako se to kaže, papcima, da, oni ranjavaju majku zemlju, sekuje.
This is extremely painful to Mother Earth.
I to zadesi jako veliki bol majci zemlje.
I don't know if you know the method of Chinese torture, you just inflict little cuts in the meridian points. The victims scream from pain, and it's something that painful.
I ne znam da li su vam poznati kineski metodi mučenja kada se osobi zadaju male seče se osoba po meridijanima i to je jako, jako bolno.
Yes, so Mother Earth similarly feels that pain.
I majka zemlja na isti način osjeća taj bol.
But then Krishna comes behind the cows with his lotus feet and relieves Mother Earth.
Ali onda Krishna dolazi za svojim kravama i onda daje olakšanje majci zemlji.
She is actually screaming from an agony, but Krishna's lotus feet are the perfect cooling medicine.
I ona stvari vrišti u agoniji, ali Krishnina stopala daju olakšanje.
It is as if after the worst of pain you get the coolest of treatments.
I to je kao da nakon najgoreg bola koji ste ikada imali dobijete najrashlađujuće, najlepše olakšanje.
Now, but I'm not... My brain is a little hot, but there must be verses where Bhumi personally addresses Krishna. Do you know of anything, Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu, at the moment? I also at the moment, nothing comes.
U ovom trenutku ja stvarno ne mogu da se setim, ali mora da postoji neki stih gde se majka zemlja lično zahvaljuje Krishna.
I only know that her screams are stopping. Her pain is stopped by Krishna's lotus feet.
Ja samo znam da je njen bol zaustavljen Krišninim otiscima stopala.
Kubalešaja Vishvakama. Ja.
I ti si nam danas pričao o tome kako su se Rada i Krišna venčali, ali ja nikada nisam čuo zašto je Šimati Radirani, zašto se ona udala za Abhimanyu, tako da sam želao da te to pitam.
This question was asked by me on the phone by the daughter of Gadadhar, little Radhika. She phoned me in the island of Ish. Why, if Radha only loves Krishna, why does she marry Abhimanyu?
I ovo isto pitanje me upitala Gadadarova čerka, koja me čak pozvala telefonom na ostrvo Iš i pitala me, pa zašto ako Radharani toliko voli Krishnu, zašto se ona udala za Abhimanyu?
Gadadhar phoned me because his little girl was driving everyone crazy with this complicated question.
I Gadadhar me morao pozvati zato što je njegova mala devojčica izluđivala sve oko sebe ovim teškim, komplikovanim pitanjem.
So I really pray to Krishna, because this was trouble now in the Dharma castle. You know, Radhika didn't know the answer. Radhika is only 4 years old.
I ja sam onda su me odmah pozvali zato što je ovo prouzrokovalo nevolje u Dharma dvorcu. Inače Radhika ima 4 godine.
So I said, Radhika, Abhimanyu is the shadow of Krishna.
Ja sam je onda rekao, Radhika, Abhimanyu je senka Krishna.
That is how it is explained by the Goswamis. Huh? There's only one male, Krishna.
I to je način na koji to objašnjavaju Goswami. Postoji jedino jedna muška osoba, to je Krishna.
Everyone else, also the cowherd men, are only shadows.
I svi ostali, uključujući i osobe koje muškarce koji se bave čuvanjem krava, oni su samo senka.
So in some ways she's only with Krishna.
Tako da na jedan izvestan način ona je samo sa Krishnom.
When I told Radhika, she said, oh good. She was satisfied with that answer.
I kada sam ja ovo ispričao Radhiki, ona je bila zadovoljna sa tim odgovorom.
Because children think different than we grown-up people.
Zato što deca misle drugačije od nas odraslih ljudi.
For as grown-up people, I will give a more complex understanding. It's in order to facilitate the parakīya rasa. So what this means, you have to find out by deep study and careful qualification on the path of Krishna consciousness.
A za odrasle osobe daću jedan malo kompleksniji odgovor. Sve to se odigrava kako bi se omogućila razmena u parakija rasi, i da biste to razumeli, morate se baciti na duboko studiranje i razumevanje i na kvalifikovanje za razumevanje tako nečeg.
But let us be simple. Abhimanyu is the shadow of Krishna.
Ali hajde da sada ostanemo jednostavni. Abhimanyu je jednostavno Krishna senka.
So we have just our secretary has found some references. What is your good name? There are prayers by Mother Bhumi to Lord Krishna in Srimad Bhagavatam, 10th canto, 49th chapter, 26 to 32.
I sada smo dobili u stvari tačno gde se nalaze ti stihovi u Šimad Bhagavatamu. Možete pitati Banu Nandini koja se ovde nalazi za kompjuterom koji je tačno broj, pošto nešto izgleda nije dobro napisano.
10, 50, 9.
Znači to je 10. pevanje.
Text 26. I will read you
59.
Some...
poglavlje i stih je veše 29.
Goddess Bhumi said, obeisances unto you, O Lord, of the chief demigods.
I majka Bhumi je rekla, moja je poštovanje tebi, o vrhovnom od svih bogova.
O holder of the conch shell, disc and club.
O ti koji držiš školjku, disk i topus.
O supreme soul within the heart.
O uzvišena dušo u kojoj se nalazi u srcu.
You assume your various forms to fulfill your devotees' desires, obeisances unto you.
Ti uzimaš različite oblike kako bi ispunio želje svojih bhakta, moje poštovanje tebi.
A very nice prayers.
Predivne molitve.
I really request you to look this up for yourself and see if she mentions the footprints on her bosom.
I ja bih te zamolio da ti lično pogledaš ove stihove i da onda vidiš da li ona pominje Krišnine otiske.
Good. So let us see now. Oops. Those of you who have asked questions, I can answer them at a different time, but it is now the time for our aarti ceremony and we don't want to let Krishna wait. So thank you very much for participating. I wish you a wonderful time. And just before you go, Stani, there is a book out. It is called In Memory of Our Dear Sadanandi Devi Dasi.
Sada ćemo imati gore arati. Oni koji imaju još pitanja mogu to pitati nekom drugom prilikom, a ja samo želim da pomenim ovu knjigu koja se zove In Memory of Sadanandi Dasi.
Sadanandi was really a Vrindavan lover.
I Sadanandi je stvarno bila ljubavnik Vrindavana.
And she had an extraordinary devotional life and an extraordinary passing from this world.
I ona je imala izvanredan, neobičan život devocije i takođe je na slavan način napustila ovo to telo.
If you wish to read this very moving book, you can go to Bhakti Devi.
I ako želite da pročitate ovo izvanredno delo, onda možete otići kod Bhakti Devi, ona ima štand na polju.
Shivindavan Dhamma ki jai, go Premanandi, hari 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 bol.